Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. And last week, we were talking about hydration, and apparently there are three myths that Dr. Betty wanted to dispel. We talked about electrolytes, and we talked about the fact that it wasn't just water that could hydrate your body. And now I want to hear about the other two. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, I wanted to continue the discussion about hydration because it's such an important part of our body. We eat every day, but you know, you can go a long time without eating, but you can't go a long time without drinking, actually. And one of the second myths I want to talk about is, you know, sometimes people who are they want to feel hydrated, they don't like water. I have a lot of patients that say, I just don't like the taste of water, so could I drink something else? And one of the things we often see out there are these electrolyte drinks, and people ask me, are they actually healthy? So over the past few years, a lot of the brands of sport drinks have changed their ingredients. They've removed something called brominated vegetable oil, which actually was something that was used to emulsify the ingredients, and unfortunately has a long list of, you know, unfortunate side effects. And what I encourage people to do is read the label and avoid drinks that have a very long ingredient list, because many of the sports drinks that are meant for hydration, for example, are actually high in sugar and have a lot of artificial food dyes. So one of the things I actually recommend, and I actually recommend this for people that are actually having a colonoscopy, because typically, you know, after colonoscopy, you have to be hydrated. They give you an orange drink, which is often, you know, lots of sugar. Coconut water, really basic coconut water, is a really naturally effective electrolyte-rich alternative, and it tastes sweet, and it's, you know, it's easy to drink, and most people really enjoy the taste of it. So that's really good. Sometimes people think coffee and tea are dehydrating, for example, but recent research has shown that while they do have a diuretic effect, drinking 1 to 2 cups of coffee minimally increases the urine output for about 3 hours, but actually exercise seems to negate that. So a little bit of coffee isn't too bad. If you're a tea drinker, 4 to 6 cups a day can actually help to hydrate you as well, especially if it's an herbal tea, because it actually has some nutrients and some herbal, great herbal properties as well.
So it looks like we're destined to talk about hydration 3 weeks in a row. And thank you for educating us about how to keep our bodies hydrated. And I will try coconut water. I've never tried it before. If someone wants to talk to you about hydration or just dealing with their health naturally, you offer a complimentary 15-minute consultation. How do we reach you?
They can give us a call in the office at 905-707-2001.
And that consultation is either by phone or in person. So one phone number to set a time, and then they can talk to Dr. Betty personally, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So 905-707-2001 to reach Dr. Betty Rosendahl, or log on to her website, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. And that's a link from marylands.ca, so you can always find us. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more about hydration next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.